At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
Happy days are here again. We are back at it in the magic podcast machine. The salt mines of podcasting. Saturday. We thank you for finding the Fifth Hour podcast. Obviously, you have figured out how to download it. We know you have shared the podcast with others. You have gone on and reviewed the podcast and said really nice things, which is icing on the cake. And you have not thrown your hands up in horror about anything that you have heard in any of these podcasts over the weekend. But we do this because, hey, 4 hours a night on the overnight, not enough, a spinoff of the mildly popular Ben Maller Overnight Radio Show here, only available in the podcast format, so we can say all the bad words. We are not governed by the Federal Communications Commission in the United States. Now, even when I'm on overnight, I'm in the safe harbor. So we're allowed to use more spicy language, but we have to worry about the Wokarati. And the Wokarati does not like spicy language, so we are governed by both the FCC and the Wokarati. But joined again from west of the 405, making his way, and I know it's a big inconvenience, but ready to rock and roll, David Gascon.
Like that applause is a little longer than normal, but I do appreciate that from the crowd, from the spectacle that is. What is your favorite word to use in profanity? What's your most vulgar word that you like, straight from the hip, that you can shoot at anyone at any time?
Profanity is, it really depends on the situation. Yeah. Right. I mean, it depends on the audience. I mean, there's that magic word, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday is good.
When you use that in the proper, with the proper crowd there, boy, that really gets people's feathers up and gets them going there.
Yeah.
I'm a traditionalist with profanity, a good MF, properly positioned there, I think is very effective. And when I was in junior high school, and I actually got in trouble for this when I was in junior high school. Somebody, I don't know if I've told this story before. Maybe I have. So when I was in junior high school, a kid brought, this is in the Stone Age before the internet, right? They had computers, but it wasn't like it is. There was no internet, World Wide Web. So when I was in school, somebody brought a piece of paper, and it was like 100 and something ways to say the word fuck, right? And I thought this was the coolest thing ever. And I came from a family that would only curse when things got crazy and tried not to curse around me and all that stuff. So But at school, of course, everyone just has a potty mouth. Everyone's a sailor in, you know, elementary and junior high school and high school and all that. So you think you're an adult because you're cursing. So somebody brought this. One of my buddies brought this piece of paper. And my parents, God love them, may they rest in peace, they had a mailing service. And because they had a mailing service, I had access to a copy machine. So I thought, you know, a way to get some credibility on the playground, I'm going to take that piece of paper, good-heartedly. I'm going to go home. My parents aren't looking. I'm going to print up, you know, 50 copies and pass them out to all the guys that I know in junior high school. And again, it's like 100-something ways to use the word fuck. So I go home, and I'm very excited, and I print all those things up. I go to school the next day. I then pass them out, right? I've done it. Mission accomplished. I then get home from school, and my mom's like, hey, Ben, I need to talk to you about something. I said, well, did the school contact my parents and say, your kid's passing out 100 ways to use the word fuck? No, it was not that. And then I thought, well, maybe I didn't clean the bathroom or I didn't do one of my chores at the house. And no, it wasn't that. I'm such a idiot that in my haste to get away with the perfect crime, printing up the 100, you know, 50 copies of 100 ways to use the word fuck, I had mistakenly left the original copy in the printer. So when my parents went to use the printer for work, yeah, and they're like, what is this? And, you know, did you do this? No, I didn't do this. Did you? Wait a minute. Ben! You know, and of course, at that point, it's not Ben, it's Benjamin. You know, because when I'm in trouble, it's Benjamin. So, but yeah, I, as I said, a traditionalist with profanity, I think the F word is the way to go. Now, what about you, Gascon? Growing up privileged west of the 405, where was there a go-to term that you used back in the day? No, barking at the moon.
No. First of all, my father never swore. Never.
Never?
Never.
And what about now? Now that you're a grown-up, does he curse?
No.
I mean, he does not? Really?
Like, maybe rare if he does. But he only does it when he's in a heated conversation. But he doesn't do it around us. And whenever his kids, use foul language, he always says, like, you know, David, don't use that kind of language.
Ah, nice. Like your pops. Yeah. That's great. Oh, my grandfather, when I was growing up, used to curse in Yiddish. That's why I learned some of the bad words in Yiddish,
yeah,
because he would not curse in English.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got the goods, so you can hide a lot of your vulgar language. It's pretty
sharp. Well, the problem is that a lot of the Yiddish has become like mainstream.
Yes.
Stream. Like, you know, there's certain words that are Yiddish, like chutzpah. Mm-hmm. It's most people know what that is. You know, there's a few others. But the really good stuff, a lot of people still don't know that. So I've got some. So your dad didn't curse.
No.
So mom did. Good. Mom. I like your mom too.
I drove my mother up the wall. So you can imagine having four kids at your disposal, trying to get to school while she's working and dad's, working well past the 9 to 5. Yeah. We kept her awake many of nights. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think my favorite word's got to be cunt. It triggers everybody. You could call a guy a cunt, and it's much worse than calling him a bitch. Like, don't act like a bitch, but if you say, man, you're acting like a cunt, it just rubs people the wrong way. But, you know, the word fuck you, I mean, when you say fuck you or fuck, it's almost like baseball. You know, there's 9 ways to get to first base in the game of baseball, including recording a hit. And so fuck is just so multidimensional that you can use it anytime, any place, with anybody.
It's really the everything curse word. It goes with any outfit, any group of people that you're with, scholars.
Yep.
Probably not preachers, but even they occasionally, you know, they're human. Mm-hmm. So they'll curse and all that. But yeah. Now you got to be careful because we have a guy in Arkansas who's a big fan in the Malheur Militia and gets very upset when we use profanity here.
Oh.
So, you'll be very careful there. He drives a big truck there, and he gets very upset, and he'll send me messages. He says, hey, how come you have to use those dirty words in there? What are you doing? What's wrong with you? Did something happen to you? Are you trying to be a shock jock? Are you trying to get attention? And I'm like, well, no, I'm
not. I mean, we're allowed to curse on the podcast. I'd curse on the radio show if we were allowed to curse on the radio show occasionally. But I do think there's a key. I remember when Howard Stern crossed over from terrestrial radio to satellite radio, and he realized that, yeah, you can curse, but it's not, it loses its muster if you do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Sir Scratchoff in Arkansas is the guy I'm referencing, by the way.
Okay.
He's gets very offended by the tawdry language that we use.
Well, I apologize. We're using it for good. I mean, you brought it up as you introduced the show, so I had to ask. I don't think I've ever asked you what your favorite vulgar word is.
Like I said, I'm a purist. The F word, fuck. Okay. That's the top curse word there. With a wink and a nod to shit, which I don't think should be a curse word. Like,
yeah.
To me, shit should be allowed to be said. I don't understand why it's not. I can't figure that out. Maybe somebody smarter than me can explain it to me like I'm 5 years old. I don't get it.
Now, when you were younger...
We all shit. Every human being, to be alive, you have to shit. What's the problem with shit?
Well, to be...
Without shit, you're not alive. Shit's a sign of life.
Well, to be fair, though, without fucking, you know, we wouldn't be alive either.
Well, we wouldn't be alive without fucking... But we can live. There are people that are like asexual who don't fuck, or for whatever reason they don't do it. So they're fine, right?
Okay.
They don't. The Yiddish term, by the way, which you want to use, stooping. That's my. So if I'm on the air and I say stooping, that's Yiddish for fucking, or stoop, which is just fuck.
Yeah.
Stoop you. You know that's anyway.
Now, do you tightrope walk on the radio with your Yiddish language?
Well, I don't think so. I have only been called out once for something that I said, and that's actually the term prick, which is a Yiddish term. You know what that means. And somebody got upset with me on that. But like the stooping, I've used stooping. I use that, you know, every so often. Tukis, which means buttocks.
Yeah.
And I like to use that one. But a lot of it, you know, people don't know what it is, and it just kind of goes. You know, the good thing about radio is most people listening only hear about, at the most, 20% of what we're saying. So a lot of it just is just going out into the ethos, and nobody knows what the hell is going on. Anyway, we have on this edition, the Saturday edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and David Gascon, the travelogue. I touched on this briefly on the radio show, but I didn't really go into a lot of detail. I wanted to save that for the podcast, and I thought Saturday is the perfect day to do that. So I have the Maller Travelogue, the Squirrel Whisperer. We have that. We have Tales from Germany, Pop Quiz, and maybe if we have time, we'll get Scientifical. So we have all that. Tell me you're not excited.
I am excited. It's a loaded deck for you.
All right, so last weekend, we're going to go all the way back to last weekend of the Wayback Machine. So I took a rare and appropriate day away from my catbird seat, my watchbird seat there as the guardian of overnight sports radio. The reason I did that is my wife's schedule changing this week. She went back to a non-convenient work schedule. Her schedule changes every like 4 months, every 6 months, something like that. And so her schedule changed and we were aligned on the same schedule. So we were able to hang out, get quality time on the weekend. But that no longer is the case. My wife will be working on the weekends. I will have my time off on the weekends. And so the planets are not going to be lined up. And so we thought, well, this is the last weekend before, you know, 4, 5, 6 months from now. And everything's upside down. As I said in the Saturday podcast last week, that I was, you know, I'm moving. I'm living in a halfway house right now. So things are a little upside down for me in my life. I'm a creature of habit. Fortunately, I got the studio set up. I think it sounds pretty good. But anyway, so we went out and you know, spent the weekend away from L.A., traveled up the California coast. Now, the great thing about geography is if I was making the same road trip, say I started out in Georgia, right, and which is, you know, the southern part. I know Florida is below that, but let's say Georgia, and you're driving up the East Coast, I would have ended up probably in Virginia if I was driving up the East Coast. In California, I was still in California. We went to Central California, unsullied by the slop of Los Angeles or the people shitting on the streets of San Francisco. They're doing that in L.A. also.
Yeah.
And a nice little oasis, Casablanca, if you will. Spent a night in San Luis Obispo.
Slow.
Yeah. I like it there. It's cool.
It's great.
It's a nice town. My wife loves the Madonna Inn. You ever been to the Madonna Inn?
No.
You have not?
No, never. It's I've good, only been a slow one time.
It's a good weekend getaway right off the Highway 1 there. And Madonna Inn is a gaudy, over-the-top hotel designed for women and gay men, I would say the hotel is. And my wife loves it. It's her favorite place to stay. It's like something you would expect to see at the Vegas Strip. In fact, I've described the Madonna Inn as circus for women.
Oh, man. Like
adult women, or girls as well. I mean, who cares? But for the female gender, I believe there are male and females. So Madonna Inn is the – I just want to slip that in, guys. Did you hear that, guys?
Yeah.
I'm a rebel, Gasca, and I'm old school. Yeah. Anyway, so she loves the Madonna Inn, and it's her favorite hotel in California. So we drove. It's an all-day drive from where we live, and we went out. And we were supposed to get there at 2 o'clock. We got there at 7 o'clock, so we left a little late. Classic road trip, ate on the road, stopped off. I stopped off in Woodland Hills, got a bite to eat, kept going, driving through California. And we drove all day there, had a nice dinner. Little late night swim in the heated pool, giving the Mallard travelogue.
Nice.
Went to bed, got up, went back to the pool, and then traveled up in Highway 1 there. Not all the way to Monterey, but up Highway 1. We visited Morro Bay.
Great spot.
Wonderful town. All those little beach towns. All those little beach towns, pretty cool. We went down to Morro Bay, hung out there, spent a night in Morro Bay. And I've been to these places before. I ate fish and chips, so I met my quota for I'm a pilot. I ate seafood for the first time in 2021, and I don't think I ate it last year. So first time since 2019. I usually eat it once or twice a year. I've met my quota. Then we went off to San Simeon State Beach. You ever been to San Simeon?
Never. Never.
You've never been to the Hearst Castle?
No, never.
Oh, you got to go check it out, man. Hearst Castle was actually closed. I've been there before, so I didn't need to go. But there's this little, I shouldn't say it because then people will show up like, you're like, I have that kind of power, please. Anyway, you want a little cool thing to do in California if you're on the West Coast. You drive up Highway 1. It's about an hour outside San Luis Obispo on Highway 1. Beautiful road. And right across the street from Hearst Castle is the beach that Hearst used to bring in all the building materials. And there's a pier. It's always foggy. Always foggy in Morro Bay and also in San Simeon. And it's great. There's almost nobody there. It's picturesque. The water is green. It's just beautiful. And Hearst, if you know about his over-the-top home, which is now a museum, when he died, his estate left all that land. The reason Central California has nobody living in it in comparison to L.A. and San Francisco is because of the fact that Hearst bought all the land and just gave it to the state of California as a nature preserve, essentially. But he has got – there's zebras roaming around and all these exotic animals and then of course, a lot of cows. And we leisurely stopped off at some vistas and deserted beaches. And it did remind me – that part of California reminds me a little bit of Hawaii where you can just – pull off to the side of the road and go out to the beach. And nobody really bugs you. You just got to watch out for the occasional highway patrol officer who's a little over-aggressive with the tickets. But other than that, you're good. So that was the travelogue, but that leads us into the squirrel whisper.
Well, I before we get into that,
yeah,
I knowing you and knowing your wife, this Madonna Inn is right up her strike zone. I'm looking at the picture.
No, this is not. No.
This is right in her wheelhouse.
When I travel, I tend to stay at the cheapest possible place I can stay. I don't care. To me, it's not about the hotel. It's about doing stuff. If I travel, I don't believe in
drop
spending
the bag
a lot
off
of money.
And go.
Exactly. she disagrees. Her outlook is it's about comfort. It's about a nice hotel. She doesn't mind dropping a good amount of money on hotel rooms. So we've come to a compromise, much like most things in my life. As long as I don't know how much it costs, I'm okay. So, you know, you can drop drop a C note on a hotel or whatever. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not going to worry about it if I don't know about it.
It's kind of, I mean, it's cool. In some ways, I don't know if this is kind of nostalgic for you, because looking at a few of the rooms and even the bathrooms, it makes me feel like I'm at my grandparents' house.
You're looking at the Madonna Inn?
Yeah, yeah. Like some of the bathrooms are tiled. They're checkered tiled, so like blue and gold, a little bit of red.
Yeah, every room has a theme.
Yeah.
And it's over the top. It's like if... Here's an outdated reference, Gascon, but the older listeners will get it. You listening who are over a certain age, a Liberace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know who Liberace is? Yeah. Entertainer in Vegas that played the piano, the gay guy with the over-the-top outfits and all that. By the way, he lived in Sherman Oaks. Did you know that?
He lived
right up the hill from the mothership, the Fox Sports Radio studios. But anyway, it's like something he would put together over the top. And yeah, I mean, she loves it. And there's like a whole big process to picking out which room are we going to stay in, this time, that whole thing.
That's kind of cool. You got to do it at least once. What kind of room did you guys actually stay in?
I don't remember the name of it. It was one of the. It was like bright red. There was rock on the walls.
Okay.
It did have a sofa that reminded me of my grandmother's. May she rest in peace.
There you go, man.
Yeah, it did have that bright red carpet. Chandeliers everywhere. That kind of thing.
Oh man, that's great. Yeah. There's the old world suite, the Madonna suite, the Karen, the caveman,
the Karen.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I got to change the name of that.
It's C-A-R-I-N, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the Love Nest.
Ooh, the Love Nest. Yeah, there were people there on their honeymoon. We saw cars in the parking lot. They were all painted up, happy marriage, happy wedding, whatever. So.
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of cool, man. I could.
You're going to go there. You got to go, man. Come on, Gascon. Get your act together.
I found a room. I found a room for me there, too.
What is it? The Jackass room?
Rock bottom.
The rock bottom. It's really an homage to your career. Yeah, so that's right. why not?
Oh my gosh, that's good, man.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So that was my travel. And then I love the slow, methodical drive back. We came back on Saturday. I had to get back for the Clipper game. So we slowly drove down the California coast.
Mm-hmm.
We were all the way up at San Simeon. And, we drove through the different towns along Highway 1, got back on the main drag in San Luis Obispo. We stopped off in Santa Barbara and Ventura, a couple of different places that I don't usually go to because I live far away from those places. So I love Santa Barbara and Buellton, which is right next door. Actually, no, the Buellton's up a little bit. That's where we went to have the fried donuts in, what's that town called right next to Buellton?
You had fried donuts?
Yeah. It's like a Norwegian, Swedish. What's the name of that town? I'm having a mental block there.
I don't know.
No, I've talked about it before. They have the little Danish town in California, north of Santa Barbara. It's like an hour north of Santa Barbara, half an hour north of Santa Barbara. Hmm. Come on, Gascon.
I don't know.
Come on, Gascon.
I've got to think.
Solvang. That. Boom. Oh, Solvang. Okay. Oh,
it's definitely not on my. Not on my.
Why not, list. Man? That's a great day trip in L.A. A little slice of Denmark in California.
The Solvang really Danish. That's what it says on Google.
They've got delicious Danish bakeries. You get these little Eberskiesel something. I think I'm butchering the name of it, but they're like fried donuts with jelly on top.
Yeah.
There's a lot of windmills, and it's a little tourist town, and it was completely shut down for a year because King Newsom shut everything down, and it was nice to see it back open. So the Squirrel Whisper, all right, one of my many stops here, I came across the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, hungry squirrels. So we stopped off. I mentioned we were stopping at these like vistas and little roadside turnoffs where you can look at the ocean and whatnot. And on Highway 1, and as soon as we exited the car at one of these vistas, these critters greeted me in particular with open arms. And they were like standing up demanding food. Reminded me of Bella. When I give Bella a treat, she stands up on her legs and says, "Give me more, give me more." Right? Like just like that. And so I had realized I had a bag of peanuts that I had taken with me that I just happened to have as a snack when I was driving up once I broke my fast and I was driving up the road, I had to, snack on some peanuts. And so I attempted to feed the little buggers, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, but it much like if you've been at the beach during the summer and you feed the seagulls, you can feed the seagulls, and they always say if you feed one, there's a dozen more that are going to appear and squawk and squeal. I'd never heard that about squirrels. So needless to say, it was as bad as that. The squirrels brought friends and family, and it was a hootenanny shindig type of situation. And I told my wife, I said, "You got to record this. This is ridiculous." Like, so in the video she posted, I was a total daredevil. Everyone impressed at my heroic nature there. I risked my life to feed these bushy-tailed rodents. Rats with furry tails, as some have said here. These squirrels can carry rabies. And here I am with my sandals on, standing there risking my health to feed these squirrels. Think about that, Gascon. Think about the heroic nature of this action. And one of them was so excited to get my nuts, it ran across my foot. The squirrel was so excited, and that scared me a little bit. I was taken aback by that. I was worried I'd been bitten by the squirrel.
But why are you scared? I mean, you have plenty of Mallard militia members that are roping for your nuts, so I don't know why you're worried about that.
Wow. And so the flying squirrels were all over me. Now, that video, there were like, I think, six or seven squirrels in the video that was posted on Instagram and Facebook last weekend. We went back the next day, and there were double that. We're talking 15-plus squirrels. It was so bad, when I got back in the car, I had to like run to get in the car. I was worried the squirrels were going to jump in the car. And we were going to have a pet squirrel in the car. They were everywhere. And then when I was trying to drive away, these squirrels are so used to human interaction that they weren't even getting out of the way of the car. Like, they were just standing there like Mad Dog in the car. Like, "Were you going to run me over? Come on, tough guy. You going to run me over? You're not going to run me over."
Chicken with a squirrel.
I'm a squirrel. Yeah. So that was my...
It's like when you go to the beach and you feed seagulls, right? You give them a little bit of bread and all of a sudden everybody comes and gets your
bread. That's what I just said. I just used the seagull analogy.
I know, but I'm just thinking out loud right now with you, like how they just came at you. Because your wife had it on Instagram, or she had it on Instagram Live.
She made one video, but there were other... we went back and there were many more the second time we went.
Yeah.
And that was a different place, too. It was not the same place. We went back to a different place. And there's squirrels in Morro Bay. There's a bunch of squirrels also. And
that's where you're at, right? You were on the coast when you took that last video?
Uh, Well, the video of me standing in the ocean was in Santa Barbara, but the one prior to that was at a vista where I was feeding the squirrels down the road from San Simeon, a couple miles down the road from San Simeon before you get to the next town, which is, what is that? Well, you're not familiar with Central California, so you're no good at this. But
we talked about, I did minor league baseball for a year because you advised
me. What's the town below San Simeon?
Oh, God.
It starts with a C. We stopped there. Wife likes that town, too. It's an old Cali. It's just off Highway 1. Main Street. There's a bunch of shops. A few hotels.
Cambria.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Cambria.
I've actually stayed in Cambria.
Yeah, like Cambria.
It's nice.
Ate some fettuccine Alfredo in Cambria. It wasn't very good.
The big question is, did you get some sun?
No, not really. No. It was overcast. That's my kind of beach. It's overcast, kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was in the low 60s, like 61 degrees. And people are busting my balls for wearing a long sleeve shirt. I'm not going out there, you know, in my banana hammock. If it's 61 degrees, I'm not doing that.
Hey, man, I was at least proud of you. When I saw you before you took off for your trip,
yeah,
fuck, man, you have, like, it's like you unzipped a fat body and threw it in the Pacific Ocean. Like, you have a fucking brand new body.
Wow. Is that a compliment, Guest Gun?
Yeah, that's a compliment, dummy.
Here? Wow. I am proud of the fact that I did not, I've heard a lot of people have gotten fat over the COVID last year and a half.
Yeah, it's like the COVID 30.
Yeah, yeah. Like I made sure not to do that. So I did pass that by, which I'm happy about.
Yes. You should be. Holy hell, man.
The great thing about assholes and the Maller militia is, like, no matter what I look like, when I was obese, you're fat. But now I'm too skinny, or now I need, I skip leg day, or I've got to get stronger, It's what, and I understand that's how people are operating. You attack other people's vanity.
Yes.
I understand that. And, but, it, just douchebags.
Well, I appreciate the effort, dude. That's not fucking easy, especially when you intermittent fast for such a long period of time, but then you see the results. It is clearly evident.
It's the only way. Till I die, this is how I'm going to live my life. And then I'll really be on a long fast, Gascon. Think about that. When I die, my God, that'll be the mother of all fast. I'll never eat again, Gascon. My God.
Don't have to worry about you texting me what kind of fast you're on.
Yes, exactly. I won't be sending you pictures of the pizza that I make anymore.
I screwed up because we had a listener. We had a couple listeners that actually sent us some material.
I was able to get my mail. I came in and got my mail, which was cool.
Yeah, so Lord Goofa sent us some stuff, and he asked what size shirt you
yes.
wear. And I screwed up because you being tall, I thought, okay, well, even if you lost weight, like I thought a triple X would be suitable for you, but I shot the moon on that.
Yeah, that's I have a nice moo-moo. Thank you for that. I'm the problem I have is I have a weird kind of build, so I need tall sizes, and they don't make t-shirts in tall sizes often.
Yeah, so how do you shop then? Do you have to go online and specifically order it there through the retail?
Yeah, I usually just buy the big and tall stores. I'm not as big as I was, but I'm tall, so I can use an XL tall, or I like them a little looser, so I usually, if the shirt's tight, I'll get a 2XL.
Yeah.
But I really only need an XL. Tall. Okay. The key part of that is tall.
Tall, right.
That's the problem. All right, so we've got German.
Yes.
A trip to Germany. And what is this all about, Gascon?
It's interesting because I mentioned it a couple weeks ago on the podcast, and I had a test with the European League of Football. They brought me on as an English-speaking, at some times, announcer, and passed the first hurdle. And last weekend, Sunday morning at 6 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock, I don't know what it is in German time. I don't know what CET stands for in German, but kickoff was underway between Berlin and Leipzig, and it stands for Central European time. But yeah, I called my first European League of Football game for a brand new league out there in Europe. It was awesome. A lot of fun, but it was a solo mission, and it was really challenging in the sense of getting down pronunciations at the last second, because the league itself was, It was the inception came in November 2020, but most of these teams, general managers, coaches, all came together at the last minute. So trying to get rosters that were up to date and get names was extremely challenging. My game was the last game of the day, and it lasted 4 hours. 4 hours. Like, officials were throwing flags left and right. One guy snapped his leg. There were blown coverages, all kinds of penalties, guys getting hurt. So it was everything you thought it would be from a European football league, but they play NFL rules except for overtime. And yeah, a bunch of these guys are led by American quarterbacks, so they got to sling it around a little bit.
Anyone we've heard of?
There was a couple. A wide receiver named Anthony Dable. He played for the New York Giants and the Atlanta Falcons.
And how much do these guys get paid?
I don't know. That's the crazy thing. Some of these guys are getting paid, but they also have second jobs too. Other guys are just worried about getting tape for the National Football League. Like, there's
I get that, but there's it's expensive to travel to Germany. Just to live there is also expensive.
Well, the kicker is they use all native players, except they are allowed to bring in 10 foreigners and have 4 Americans on their roster. But even the Americans are playing somewhere in Europe, whether it's in the UK, Austria, Germany, Poland, Spain. They're playing somewhere, so they're getting some kind of coin.
So I'm looking at the team nicknames, and some of them are okay.
Yeah, I had Leipzig Kings. I had the Berlin Thunder.
Kings is weak.
Yeah.
Thunder, we've got that. Surge, an homage to Serge Ibaka, I guess.
What the Centurions? How about that?
That's different. Dragons.
I think more of like baseball, right?
Galaxy. There's a soccer team called the Galaxy. Sea Devils.
Hamburg Sea Devils, yeah. Wroclaw Panthers.
What is it? Wroclaw?
Yeah. So the W's are actually V's.
Oh, is that right?
And the slanted B's, if you see a B that's slanted, it goes upward, that's actually not a B. It's a double S.
Holy fuck. I don't even know English. How am I supposed to learn that? So, wait. W is a V.
Yes. W is
Wroclaw.
A V.
Okay. Yeah. I can remember that. Yeah. But the B thing, I don't think I'll remember.
No, because you could see it. It would look like you took one of the hoops from the B and you pulled it up. And when you pull it up, it's a double S.
Yeah. So you're doing this remotely.
Yes.
And how many people are listening to this?
It's a worldwide feed. So there's two broadcasters.
Well, I know it's worldwide, but I mean, we're worldwide, but people have to know about it. Like, are people listening? Do you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what I do know is that they have a YouTube channel. So as soon as the game ends, they have a complete highlight package of each game. And there were a lot of people that were actually commentating on my commentary and then the feed itself. So it was good to get some kind of responses back and forth on that. So my game alone, I see it has over 16,000 views on it. Hmm. So it's good.
I like their logos, like a ripoff of the NFL logo or the NBA baseball. They've got the red and the blue, except they've got a guy like going up to make a one-handed catch. Right?
Yeah, like Odell Beckham.
Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised if that is Odell Beckham, that they just took that photo and said, here, unwashed masses, is our new logo.
Exactly. So they'll have a championship game on September the 26th.
Now they're going to fly you to Germany for the championship game.
I'm eyeing to try to get that game. So there's 5 broadcasters that speak in English, and 4 of us, we rotate. So 4 we'll be on a call every week with one guy being off. So my job, at least what I'm trying to position, is to obviously be that lead guy for the playoffs and then for the postseason championship game. So I'm going to try.
Now, what games is Petros doing? Do we know what games he's doing?
Petros is not doing any games.
He's not doing these games.
No,
okay.
Thank you. I'm not getting trumped by him on this one. So.
The P is not in the German.
No. But it's crazy to see these guys, because when you look at them in stature, they look like they can play in the NFL. But the way that these guys are coached up is just drastically different from according to their coaches. Because most of these guys are former or just past NFL people, whether they're GMs, scouts, coaches, coordinators. So they've all gone to Europe trying to get back into the National Football League.
Yeah.
So
Where do you get the stat? I'm looking at the stat page on their website. I don't see player stats. I see the standings, but I don't see the players.
Yeah, they're waiting to give us an official stat chart on all these games. So I don't know if they even have.
They don't have a deal with Stats Inc. or Elias or something.
So that was the kicker. I had no live stats.
Well, that's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because you can say whatever you want. Nobody can
fact
check you.
That's right.
Yeah. You'd be very exotic.
Yeah.
It'd be like when Ronald Reagan was recreating baseball games in Iowa and the ticker broke. He's doing off the ticker for the Cubs games and he just, just have to. Like Ken Levine, we should have him on the podcast when he did minor league baseball. Like it was just, just kind of fill in the blanks. And you did that when you were doing.
I did. So. Yeah, one guy had a pretty good run of like 40 yards. I exaggerated. I said it was like 60.
Yeah. Now do you do the 45, 50, 50, 45, 40, 35 down at the 27-yard line? Do you like? I wouldn't say yard line. That's like an homage. Was it? Who is it? Bob Trumpy? Remember there was an old school broadcast. He would always – Bob Starr used to do that when I was a kid listening to Rams games on the radio. And he would say the yard, yard line, like instead of just the mark.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Who was the guy that announced he did Notre Dame football for the longest time?
Oh, yeah. Was it Bob? No, it wasn't Bob Trumpy. What was the guy's name? Don Crickey?
Don Crickey, yes.
Yes, Don. Maybe it was Don Crickey I'm thinking of. But, yeah, remember watching Don. And I love the way he enunciated the down. It made it seem more impressive.
Yeah.
It made it seem more impressive. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Him and Dick Enberg were two of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Enberg was a great. And Don Crickey, solid, smooth.
Yeah. It was really good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I did have one guy return a kickoff back 92 yards for a score. So I had that one. It was a decent call.
Yeah.
But yeah, these quarterbacks.
Here comes the stampede of Sea Devils.
Yeah, I got to mix it up a little bit. Just imagine when you're. I mean, because you're.
Now, can we get you to use a word? Like, we can get some of the Malam militia to watch these games. Can you get Hornswoggle in?
Yeah, I could jam anything I want to in there. I don't think they're going to say anything.
Good. So I'd like to use the word Hornswoggle. I can lend that word to you. It's one of my words. Another one of my words is crowbar. You should use crowbar.
Okay.
That's a good word there. You can say that the when the quarterback gets sacked, they drop the piano on him. You could do that.
That's good.
That's another one of my catchphrases.
Yeah, I could use that one. I'll use that so that way I have proof in a highlight package. I can pass it along that I actually incorporated it. I crowbarred it into the show.
Yes, you see that? Look at that.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was one of hopefully a bigger package, but. Obviously trying to lead this into something else here domestically with either Fox or ESPN or someone.
Always trying to get the bigger package, Gascon, your entire life.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right?
I understand.
We're never satisfied here in LA, are we?
I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm all right.
What about all that?
I'd like to be in a real house, but it's all right. Temporary mini mansion, I guess you could call it, the mini mansion.
You go from the Maller Mansion to the Madonna Inn.
For a day, yes. Yeah. I spent a day there at the Madonna Inn. I think you should, different people, Gascon. Maybe ask somebody out there to meet halfway, a little roadie for both. And
just meet someone on the highway. How about that?
Yeah, well, hitchhiking's very popular these days. People love to hitchhike. It's like 1977.
Yeah.
People are out there hitchhiking. Now, I had planned to do a few pop quiz questions and scientifical, but we've gone rather long here, Gascon. I feel like we've done enough content for the podcast that we're good. We don't need it. We can bring that stuff back next week. How about that?
We can.
Would that be good?
So bag it.
We'll bag the scientifical and the pop quiz. We've got the mailbag on Sunday. But remember, cameo.com, you want a personal video message. Did one for Father's Day last weekend, which was kind of cool. But if anything going on, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, weddings, funerals, or you just want somebody to cheer you up, cameo.com. Ben Maller, Gascon's on there as well. If you want to send a question into a future mailbag, you can send it care of. The email page, is real5thhour@gmail.com, real5thhour@gmail.com, and we may use your question on a future edition of the mailbag. Until then, aloha.
Mahalo, shalom, arrivederci, bye-bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.